My Story, written by Michael Clark and read by David Tredinnick. Cricket is different from other sports. You spend 5 days on the field with your teammates. It's not a 90-minute game with the coach controlling the moves. In football, the coach has a bird's-eye view of the whole game and can see it from a commander's perspective. In cricket, the captain is on the field and has the advantage of a close-up perspective and better feel for the game. There are little moments and changes in the dynamics of the game that you can only perceive if you're out there. You can see things developing before they happen. In cricket, you can sense momentum shifts and changes in behaviour from bowlers and batsmen that can't be sensed from afar. For example, on the last afternoon of the decisive test match in Cape Town in 2014, the game that could take us to world number one if we win, I choose to go to Ryan Harris for the final overs. From afar, the coaching staff in an air-conditioned box might have been looking at Rhino and thinking he was busted. His knee was gone. He couldn't bowl another over. I go up to Rhino and say, "How you going?" "How do you reckon?" he says. "I know you're rooted, like everyone on the field," I say. "But we've got two choices here. Either you bowl now or I do." He grabs the ball out of my hand and bowls the decisive over, dismissing Dale Steyn and Morny Morkel to take us to number one. It confirms my certainty that there are things on the field that only a captain can know. Cricket is not football, and a coach can't pull the strings in our game. On the 2013 England tour, Boof and Gavin Dovey try really hard to inform me what is going on and include me in the loop, but I want to be accountable, and so I want input. Mickey didn't make a decision without asking me. That is what I'm used to. But it's different now. I still struggle to accept it. How can you employ your support staff without the captain's input? How can you not select Steve Smith, as happens in Zimbabwe in 2014, when he is one of the first players the captain would choose? The non-selection of Smithy is the only time my public mask really slips, and I give the selectors a serve. It wins me no friends at Cricket Australia, and that friction is about to get a lot worse with my physical problems in late 2014. It isn't about personalities. Halfway through my captaincy, the system around me changes. One thing is for sure. I am no longer driving the bus.